To the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. This is that old retired cop, Jack McLam, coming back with you here on this Sunday. God bless all of you out there. I hope you're having a good weekend. And we're here at our two police and military associations here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again, folks. Good to be back with you. I can't tell you how thrilled I am with this election coming up, folks. We have two communists running, they both work for the same gang of thieves, as you know, the Communist Zionist Controlled Council on Foreign Relations. Not a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. But, of course, they got to act like that there is. You know, they have to act like there is. And they act pretty well. They're pretty good actors, you know. But they are absolute total liars, just like boy George Bush and Cheney are liars. But then Cheney and Bush come from the Council on Foreign Relations also. The international criminal elite controls them just as much as they control Abomination and traitor McCain. So, anyway, my prayers have been for the last couple weeks. I think I told you that I'm praying that God will manipulate the computer voting machines, that God will manipulate them, okay? I know that the international criminal elite are going to manipulate the voting machines because they've done that for the last three elections, or the last two elections anyway. And we have more voting computer machines now than we had a couple elections ago. So they can put in anybody they want to put in. But I've been praying to God that God would put in Pastor Chuck Baldwin or Ron Paul, because we do know that they're not liars when it comes to them saying that they are Christians. The other two are liars, and they are not Christian. And you can see that in what they do all the time and how they vote all the time and how they act all the time. Here's breaking news and commentary from Christians or Citizens for Legitimate Government. Here's what this says, folks. It says, Erica Jong tells Italians in Italy, An Obama loss will spark the second American Civil War. Blood will run in the streets. By Jason Horowitz, 30th of October, 2008, a few days ago, Erica Jong, the author and self-described feminist, gave an interview to the Italian daily newspaper, I can't even say the word, Corriere della Sera. And here's a translation of Jong's more spirited quotes. in that newspaper. We'll be right back after these important messages here.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. And we want to talk about this civil war, the racial war in America. Now, folks, this could well be planned. Just like the communist Zionists that control our military sent us over to Iraq to blow up Iraq and make it a third world nation, which we've done, and make sure the people don't have water and electric, which we've done, and keep them at third world nation status, but also start a civil war over there, a racial war. And not racial, no, it's a civil war that they've got going over there. And that's why you remember here a couple years back, some British SAS officers were found by the Iraqi police to be driving around in a truck that had bombs in it and other kind of military equipment, and they were dressed as Arabs. They were all dressed up. They had turbans on. They had fake mustaches and fake beards on, and they had been doing what the mercenaries from 40 different nations are doing now, 200,000 mercenaries over there. and they had been dressing up as Sunnis and going in and blowing up Shiite neighborhoods to try to get the civil war going. And then they would dress up as Shiites and go blow up the Sunnis and Sunni neighborhoods to get the civil war going. And after they were caught, you remember what happened. They had them caught and tied up, sitting on the floor, and the British didn't want them to be interviewed and find out that they were trying to start a civil war, so they brought a tank in down there and crushed the police department, crushed the police station, and captured their two British SAS officers that were trying to start the civil war for the government of America and Britain, and Israel, too. Of course, Israel. Israel controls it all. But now, we've heard from our military intel about 3 years ago that they've hired 200,000 mercenaries, and the mercenaries go and dress up as Shiites and go blow up Sunni neighborhoods and dress up as Sunnis and go blow up Shiite neighborhoods to get the civil war going, and they've got it going. They've got it going very, very well. So my belief is, folks, that they've hired Abomination, okay, to run against Traitor McCain. Both of them are totally controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Communist Zionists, neocon Trotskyites, and they're going to try to start a civil war here, a racial war, okay? Now, the best way to do that, folks, is have Abomination lose or, manipulate the computers so Traitor McCain gets in there, Songbird McCain, and that's a good way to get the racial war going across America. But the better way to do it, folks, is to get Abomination in as president and let all the blacks in America get excited and all the Muslims in America get excited. And then have this Philip Berg suit that's gone up to the Supreme Court throw him out because he is not a U.S. citizen. He's not a U.S. citizen. He should not be president of the United States. And the law says that he must be a U.S. citizen. He was born in Kenya. His grandmother and all of his relatives over there say they saw him be born of his mama in Kenya. And then she snatched him up and ran him over to Hawaii and made it look like he was born in Hawaii. So, folks, if he gets thrown out, count on blood running in the streets, getting a civil war going here. They like that. They love it. The international criminal elite, the neocon Trotskyites, synagogue of Satan that runs our country today, would love to get a civil war going here because then they could declare martial law, put us all under a totalitarian government, throw out the Constitution forever and the Bill of Rights forever, and we'll be under a totalitarian system like Soviet Russia was. And that's what they want. So anyway, this girl, Erica Zhang, sounds oriental to me, with the name Zhang, but she says here, the record shows that voting machines in America are rigged. Well, she's absolutely right on that. After having stolen the last two elections, the Republican mafia, she says, if Obama loses, it will spark the second American Civil War. Blood will run in the streets, believe me. And it's not a coincidence that President Bush recalled soldiers from Iraq for Dick Cheney, who's the real president, to lead against American citizens in the streets. Bush has transformed America into a police state, from torture to the imprisonment of reporters and citizens to the Patriot Act, okay? And that's what this lady, Erica Zhang, has to say. All right. Well, I don't know if you get the American Free Press, folks, but you should. Every American should get the American Free Press. All right. And on page 16 here, it has the Zionists are very, very pleased. The Zionist communists are very, very pleased with Governor Alaskan Governor who has been pushed to the front of U.S. national politics. Pro-Israel neocon handpicked vice president candidate Sarah Palin. Now, Palin, I've always suspected that she's Jewish, okay? And she is Jewish. She says that her and her family used to be Christians, but now they attend Jewish synagogues and they keep all the Pharisees' religious holidays. The Jewish Pharisees' religious holidays, okay? And she told the Prime Minister of Israel when he was here that the only flag she has in her office is a Zionist flag, an Israeli flag. And I've got a picture of her sitting here, folks, in American Free Press with the Zionist flag, the Israeli flag behind her at her desk. So she is totally on the side of Zionism, the communist Zionist system, folks. I don't know how much she knows about it, because so many Jews, like our dear brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement, have pointed out to me that most Jews don't know that Israel is run by communist Zionists, totally, since 1948. They don't know it. And we do have our dear brother, Jack Bernstein, who went there in the late 60s to help build. He went from America, a good American patriot, over to communist Israel, thinking that it was going to be the Jewish utopia over there, and help build it. He wanted to go help build it because he was an Ashkenazi Khazar Jew here in America, and so he went over there and found out it was totally a communist state. He says, I am an Ashkenazi Jew who spent the first 25 years of my life in the United States, the country that has given all Jews freedom and the opportunity to prosper. And prosper we Jews did, to the point that one segment of Jewish population, the Zionists, have gained a position of political and economic total dominance in the United States. To fully understand the story I'm about to tell, it is important that you understand that Zionism is what it really is. Zionist propaganda has led the American people to believe that Zionism and Judaism are one and the same, and that they are religious in nature. This is a blatant lie. Judaism is a religion, but Zionism is a political communist movement started mainly by East European Ashkenazi people that call themselves Jews, who for centuries have been the main force behind communism and socialism in the world. The ultimate goal of the Zionists is one world government under the control of the Zionists and the Zionist-oriented Jewish international bankers is going to control the one world government. Communism and socialism are merely tools to help them accomplish their goal. He says, I was a victim of Zionist propaganda. After the 1967 war, we Jews were filled with pride that our homeland had become so powerful and so successful, Israel. Then, too, we had been filled with the false propaganda that Jews in America were being persecuted. So between 1967 and 1970, approximately 50,000 American Jews fell for the Zionist propaganda lies and migrated to Israel. I was one of those suckers. After being filled with all this false Zionist propaganda, I felt I would have to have a better chance to succeed in the new state, the Jewish state of Israel. There was an added enticement, the spirit and challenge of pioneering and of helping my fellow Jews. Dual citizenship. I had no emotional conflict with leaving the U.S. because I was still able to keep my U.S. citizenship and could return to the U.S. at any time I wanted to. We'll be right back with Jack Bernstein, folks, and his true story of him finding out that the Israeli state is not God's chosen people. It is a communist dictatorship. Right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Folks, welcome back to the Office of Jack McLamb program. I'm getting ready to share with you this Sarah Palin article here, folks, but I want to share with you first the truth about how we've been lied to. Praise God for our great American patriotic Jews in America, especially those that surround me in law enforcement and the military that give me this information. I'm just an old Irish retired cop, okay? And I wouldn't know all of this if the Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement had given me this information to share with you on the radio. I one time was dating a Jewish lawyer, and and doctor. Okay, she's a Jewish doctor and a Jewish lawyer, and she taught me a lot of things. She was an Ashkenazi Khazar Jewess, okay? And it was very interesting speaking with her. I didn't have to ask her any questions. She just talked to me about being an Ashkenazi Khazar Jew from Eastern Europe. And she told me that she didn't have any Jewish blood in her, which is true. The Ashkenazi Khazars usually have no Jewish blood in them. They adopted Judaism as their religion, And this particular young lady was Jewish and Ashkenazi Khazar Jew, and she was turning Christian. She was reading the Christian Bible, and her family was just absolutely mad at her, very, very mad. But one day she told me that just out of the blue, we were talking about other things, and one day she says, "Do you believe that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust?" And I said, I don't really know. I guess so. And she says, "Well, I've studied it." And she says, "I've studied it from history books and Jewish history books and Jewish encyclopedias and things like that," and told me that there was only, in her study, she found out in the Jewish books that there was only something less than 2 million Jews in all of Eastern Europe there, because they'd all moved out to America and to Russia and to Poland and different places, you know. But she said there was like 2 million Jews in that area, and she said that if they had killed 6 million Jews, they would have had to import from America and from Russia and other places about 4 million Jews to kill 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. She says, so she said she knew it wasn't true. But she said to me, which I agreed with her on, that even if only 500,000 Jews were killed in the Holocaust, it would have been a Holocaust and a very evil thing. And I agreed with her. I said, that's very, very true. But she offered that to me, my Jewish girlfriend, and I didn't prod her for it. We weren't even talking about that when she came up and asked me if I thought 6 million Jews had died in the Holocaust. But she was a very educated Jewish woman, a doctor and a lawyer here in the USA. And so I learned a lot of things from her. But my dear brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters, great American patriots here in America, in the military and law enforcement, have shared with me now for over 15 years information that I'm sharing with you here. One is Jack Bernstein. He says, "I arrived in the Jewish paradise, question mark. Before leaving for Israel, a Jewish friend of mine had made arrangements for me to stay a few days with her sister, Fawzia Dabul, and her spinster aunt. After arriving at Lord Airport, just outside Tel Aviv, I took a bus to the home of Miss Dabul and her aunt. When I saw Fawzia, it was love at first sight. I started calling her Ziva, her Hebrew name. Ziva is a blood Sephardic Jew from Iraq who, like myself, had fallen for the Zionist propaganda's lies and had migrated to Israel. She was employed as a hairdresser. The kibbutz. After visiting with Ziva and her aunt for 2 days, I left to spend 6 months in the communist kibbutz there in Israel. One of well over 150 such communes then operating in Israel. Since then, many more have been started, especially in the territory taken over from the Palestinian Arabs. It is important to understand that Israel's kibbutz system is a communist Marxist idea brought to Israel by the Ashkenazi Jews who migrated to Israel mainly from Poland and Russia. These Jews are part of the bunch of Jews known as the Bolsheviks. Before 1917, they were the force that laid the foundation for the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 in Russia and the beginning of communism in the world. Russia is now known as the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Well, this book's a few years old, folks, and it's changed since then. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO'd, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here. And let me tell you, this book was written by our dear patriotic American Jack Bernstein in 1984, okay? So that's why he's saying that the Soviet system is still up and running over there, and it is run, he admits, by Jewish Ashkenazi Khazar Jews over there in Russia, and that's true. It says here that in Israel, folks, he made the mistake, of course he doesn't call it a mistake, of marrying Ziva, the Sephardic Jewess, which is a real blood Jew from Palestine and the Holy Land. And the Ashkenazi, Khazar, non-blood Jews can't stand the blood Jews, because they are not, and the Sephardic Jews are blood Jews. So it caused him a lot of trouble. The Sephardic Jews, the real blood Jews over there, are suppressed and oppressed under an apartheid system like used to be in South Africa by the Khazar Sephardic communist Jews over there. And he married this little girl, and his world fell apart over there. It literally fell apart. And so he's talking about this in this very important book that's free to you on the web, by the way. He talks about the communist system over there. And one thing I wanted to share with you is if you've been to Israel, he talks about visitors. When he was over there, all right, and being persecuted because he had married Ziva, a Sephardic Jew, he met many visitors because he was Ashkenazi Jews. You were allowed to meet visitors to Israel, like Christians that go over there on a trip, but you're not allowed to meet visitors to Israel if you're a Sephardic Jew. They keep you away from the Sephardic Jews because the Sephardic Jews will tell you how oppressed the real blood Jews are, and they don't want you to hear that. Because it's on, those visits to Israel are setups, totally set up, and you're taken where they want you to be taken to show you the good things about Israel, but they're not taken, you're not taken to where you can see how evil the true blood Jews are treated, according to Jack Bernstein. Visitors to Israel, he says, tourism is one of Israel's main sources of income. The largest group of visitors are American Jews. But there are also many American Christians who want to visit the holy shrines and to see the land of God's chosen people. These Christians come away very impressed and filled with religious fervor. While in Israel, Jews and Gentiles alike are carefully watched so that they do not stray and happen to see the sordid side of Israel, the true Israel. Like in Soviet Russia and other communist countries, visitors to Israel are taken on carefully planned guided tours. They are shown, they are watched. They are shown the religious sites and universities and lush orchards, the technical accomplishments, the arts, and to stir sympathy, they are taken to visit the Holocaust Museum. But kept from the eyes of the tourist are the ghettos, the prisons where political prisoners, mostly Arab and Sephardic Jews, are subjected to the most inhumane form of torture. The tourists do not see the widespread crime activities and the corruption and cooperation between organized crime bosses and government and police officials. The tourists do not learn that the true inner workings of Israel is a Marxist, fascist, communist government, nor do they see Israel's racism. I met one American tourist who couldn't help telling me about how the wonderful religious feeling she had from just being in Israel, the Holy Land. I remarked to her, just try giving a Bible to a local Jew, and you will see how much religion and religious freedom there is in Israel. If seen by the police, you will be arrested, giving a Bible to a Jew. Regarding the Holocaust Museum, I cannot help but comment, the Holocaust may not have happened if, number one, if the Zionist leadership in Germany had not cooperated with the Nazis to kill Jews. And this is Zionist, communist, Ashkenazi Jews, folks, there in Germany from the East. From East European Jews. Number two, if the Zionists worldwide had not persuaded various countries to refuse to accept Jews from Germany, the Zionists in America persuaded President Roosevelt to shut the door and not allow Jewish refugees into America before the war, and when there was still a chance for Jews to leave Germany. It must be added that many people, including Jews, question whether the Holocaust happened as portrayed by the Zionist communist propagandists, at least to the extent the Jewish Zionists claim. Okay, the last thing I want to share with you, and then we're going to go to the candidates, folks. It's only a couple days away from voting for the two idiots, the two liars, the two puppets of the Council on Foreign Relations. Here's what Jewish American Jack Bernstein has to say about God's chosen people. The American people have been led to believe that Jews are God's chosen people. This myth was started by a small group of Jews. A few Jewish leaders took excerpts from the Bible, interpreted them to mean that God designated them as chosen people. But isn't it odd that there is not the religious Jews who claim to be God's chosen people? It is the atheistic, communist, non-believing Jews who claim that honor. Leading the cry, "We are God's chosen people," are the communist, Zionist, Marxist, Ashkenazi Jews who, for political purposes, chose Judaism and who were Gentiles, and they chose Judaism and who do not have a single drop of biblical Jewish blood in them. One Israeli religious Jew said it well. At one time, we Jews were chosen by God to be his messengers. But long ago, we forfeited that right. And the Bible actually says that, folks, that he took the kingdom from Israel and gave it to a people that would carry out his word and carry out his commandments. And that was the Christians that God gave the kingdom to. Anyone who has read the Bible with an open mind, says Jack Bernstein, knows that God gave Jews of that time special favors. But it was in the form of covenants. In these covenants were conditions. The conditions were that God demanded that Israel obey his word. Time and time again, the Jews broke the covenant. They rejected God and turned to adoring mammon or money. It doesn't take a biblical scholar to realize that long ago, even the real Jews, the Sephardic Jews, lost the right to be God's chosen people. In comparing the degree to which the followers of three major religions practice their beliefs, I make these observations. Well, I'm going to quit there, folks, because I want to get into something else here. But I want to tell you, folks, this is a very important book for all Christians to read, and all Jews to read, too, because many Jews are fooled, like Jack Bernstein was, to believe that Israel is the Jewish paradise, and it's not. It is if you're a Gentile that chose Judaism in Eastern Europe, and you're an Ashkenazi or Khazar Jew, then your life is pretty good over there. Although the Zionist communists are always picking wars. They're picking one right now with Iran. They picked the one and put us in it with Iraq and Afghanistan, because they want to take over the whole Middle East and set up their Antichrist world government system over there. But this book is for free on the web, folks. Please go and get this book and read it, print it out, and hand it to your Christian brothers and sisters or your Jewish brothers and sisters, because it's by a fellow Jew, Jack Bernstein. All right? It's called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel by Jack Bernstein. I'll spell his last name for you. Bernstein. Bernstein. Okay? And another great book by another Jew, and I always quote Jews, folks. I don't quote Irish cops like me. I quote the Jews themselves on this radio program. Because they're not anti-Semitic. They are Jewish themselves. But there's a book on the web called The 13th Tribe by Ashkenazi Jew Arthur Kessler. Now, it's interesting that Jack Bernstein, after he wrote these two books, there's another book, too, that he wrote, but this one is the most important to read right now, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. But he was soon killed by the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet, after he wrote this book. And so was Arthur Kessler and his wife when he wrote The 13th Tribe. Okay, so you need to get both these books off the web, folks. And you can get The 13th Tribe by Arthur Kessler, and his name is not spelled like it sounds. It'd be more like Kostler. It's K-O-E-S, like in Sierra, T-L-E-R. K-O-E-S, like in Sierra, T-L-E-R, Arthur. And it's called the 13th Tribe. And he was murdered, and his wife were murdered in Britain after they wrote this book by the Mossad and Shin Bet. And here's where you go to get this book, the 13th Tribe, folks. It is www.abbc.net /Kessler, the man's last name, K-O-E-S-T-L-E-R, /Wester 6. It's kind of strange. It's W-E-S-T-E-R, and then right there up against it, the number 6, Wester 6, .htm. And you'll find this book there at www.abbc.net /Kessler, K-O-E-S-T-L-E-R, /Wester, W-E-S-T-E-R, the number 6, .htm. And folks, please get these books and read them and pass your knowledge around to others that are Jewish, because many of the Jewish people don't know these things. They're being totally brainwashed, just like the American people are, and just like American Christians are, to believe that this communist dictatorship over there that hates Christ and hates Christians is God's chosen people. And the Jewish, religious Jewish people know it's not true. We have two very fine, three very fine anti-Zionist communist organizations, Jewish organizations out there, and two of them, I can't remember the third right now, but two of them are JewsAgainstZionism.com. You can go to their website, JewsAgainstZionism.com, and they'll tell you all about how evil the Zionist communists are that helped Hitler kill the Jews so that they could get Palestine. The communists could take over Palestine, which they have in 1948. And then the other one is JewsNotZionist.org. JewsNotZionist.org. And I forget the third one, but that'll do you, and you'll probably read about the third website on those two websites, okay? Okay, folks, it's really something. This article here says that pro-Israel neocon handpicked McCain VP, vice president. Says here, win or lose in her bid for the vice presidency, Sarah Palin will nonetheless be a front runner for the GOP presidential nomination in 2012. That's good news for the hardline pro-Israel communist cabal, known as the neoconservatives, who brought America to bankruptcy pursuing the war in Iraq, and the neocon Trotskyites led us into that war in Iraq, and who still dream of war against Iran any time now. Turns out that one of the chief neoconservative tacticians, William Kristol, editor of the Zionist communist billionaire Rupert Murdoch, Weekly Standard, Rupert Murdoch's Weekly Standard, and Miss Palin's forecast cheerleader in the mass media, is the very person who handpicked Palin as John McCain's running mate. Both, now you know that John McCain wanted to have his homosexual buddy, Joe Lieberman, okay, as his vice president choice. But John McCain works for the neocon Trotskyites, totally, he's their puppet, and they pushed on him Sarah Palin, okay, who they knew was not a Christian, but a secret Jew who goes to Jewish synagogue and upholds the Pharisees' communist holy days, okay? Okay, both the Washington Post and the Telegraph of London revealed crystals, that's William Crystals, a communist neocon, folks, pivotal role in ushering the previously little-known Palin to national prominence. For its part, the Telegraph noted on September 16th of this year, and I quote, sources in the McCain camp, the Republican Party and Washington think tanks, say Ms. Palin was identified as a potential future leader of the neocommies cause in June 2007. That was when the annual summer cruise organized by the right of center communist Weekly Standard magazine docked in Juneau, the Alaskan state capital, and the pundits on board took tea with Governor Palin. We'll be right back with more on Governor Palin right after these important messages.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm telling you, it is really something, folks. We've got two choices of two communists, Traitor McCain or Abomination, coming up. But then again, we've got more choices, folks. I'm so proud of my cashier at the grocery store yesterday. Last night, I went through the grocery store to get a few things. And I went up to my cashier that's a lady of about 60 years of age, and she looked at me and she says, "I'm so afraid." And I said, "Afraid of what?" And she says, "About this election coming up Tuesday." She says, "I can't stand before my God and tell God that I voted for the lesser of two evils." She says, "Both of these candidates, Obama and McCain, are absolutely evil, and I can't vote for either one of them." And I said, "Honey, you don't have to." I said, "You can write in Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, or Ron Paul." I said, "They're both Christian men, and you won't have to stand before the Lord and tell him why, when he asks you why you voted for evil, you said, 'But God, it was the lesser of two evils.'" And she says, "I can't do that because it's still evil, and God will be disgusted with me." And I said, "Ma'am, you are very intelligent." I said, "I'm really shocked that you know the truth, because most of the people coming by you in this store don't know that Obama Nation and Traitor McCain are absolutely evil like you do. So I'm very proud to know you, and thank you for going to the Lord in prayer over this issue. But I ask you that you please will get a hold of information on Pastor Chuck Baldwin and Congressman Ron Paul, and as I'm going to do, vote for one of those two. And that way you won't have to stand before God and talk to him about when he asks you about why you voted for evil." And she says, "Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much." Okay. Well, and back to this article about Sarah Palin, folks. We're going to go into our next hour talking about this for a few minutes here, folks. I have more on, of course, Obama Nation is an absolute communist, folks, and he is for birth control, and he is for the murder of babies. And I had an article here, I'll try to find it on the break, showing how he is for the murder of babies, Obama Nation is. And one of the problems we have in America is getting back under God is the fact that we're allowing 5 million babies a year to be murdered in the womb who are living individuals. Living individuals. If you don't believe that, folks, go to the web and pull up a movie called The Silent Scream. The Silent Scream. And it will show you pictures of a baby, a mama, who's gone in for an abortion, and the baby in her womb sees the suction tube coming in to suck him apart, suck his legs off and his arms off and his head off and skin off and everything as the abortionist rips the baby apart alive. And the baby is fighting and fighting and pushing back against that abortion tube. The baby is literally screaming as the baby is being killed in the womb. And so go and pull that movie up, The Silent Scream, folks, and you'll see that these babies, as God said, he put them in the womb. He put them in the womb, and he knew their names. He knew every single one of the babies he put in the womb of a woman to bear. But anyway, we'll get back into this article here by about the Zionist Jew, Sarah Palin, when we come back, folks. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Officer Jack McElance program. It's